particular of at least 9/10 of them. Indeed, saying that I know the church of old Gower's tomb, he lies in effigy with his head upon his books, to be the church of St. Saviour's, Southwark, and the church of Milton's tomb, to be the church of Cripplegate, and the church on Cornhill with the great golden keys to be the church of St. Peter, I doubt if I could pass a competitive examination in any of the names. No question did I ever ask of a living creature concerning these churches, and no answer to any antiquarian question on the subject that I ever put to books shall harass the reader's soul. A full half of my pleasure in them arose out of their mystery. Mysterious I found them, mysterious they shall remain for me. Where shall I begin my round of hidden and forgotten churches in the City of London? It was 20 minutes short of 11 on a Sunday morning when I strolled down one of the many narrow hilly streets in the city that tend due south to the Thames. It is my first experiment, and I have come to the region of Whittington in an omnibus, and we have put down a fierce-eyed, spare old woman whose slate-coloured gown smells of herbs, and who walked up Aldersgate Street to some chapel, where she comforts herself with brimstone.